Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and in this episode, I'm going to be talking to you about hepatitis B in children. And if you want to follow along with written notes on this topic, you can follow along at zerotofinals.com/hepb or in the infectious diseases section of the Zero to Finals pediatrics book. So let's get straight into it. Hepatitis B is a DNA virus. It's transmitted by direct contact with blood or bodily fluids, and this may occur during sexual intercourse or when sharing needles, for example, amongst IV drug users or people getting tattoos. It can also be passed through sharing contaminated household products such as toothbrushes or contact between minor cuts or abrasions. It can also be passed from mother to child during pregnancy and delivery, and this is known as vertical transmission. Most children fully recover from the infection within 2 months. However, a portion will go on to become chronic hepatitis B carriers. In these patients, the viral DNA has integrated into their own DNA and they continue to produce the viral proteins. The risk of developing chronic hepatitis B after exposure is 90% for neonates, 30% for children under 5 years, and 10% for adolescents. Most children with chronic hepatitis B are asymptomatic with normal growth and development and normal liver function tests. Less than 5% of children will develop liver cirrhosis and less than 0.05% will develop hepatocellular carcinoma before adulthood. These risks will increase once they enter adulthood. Let's talk about viral markers. Remember that antibodies are produced by the immune system against pathogen proteins. Antigens are proteins that are targeted by antibodies. In this scenario, the antigens are parts of the hepatitis B virus. It can be quite tricky to understand the different serological tests for hepatitis B. This is a basic summary of what the serological tests mean. The hepatitis B surface antigen indicates active infection. The hepatitis B E antigen is a marker of viral replication and it implies high infectivity. The hepatitis B core antibodies implies past or current infection with the hepatitis B virus. The hepatitis B surface antibody implies they've had a previous vaccination to hepatitis B or a past or current infection with the virus. And the hepatitis B virus DNA is a direct count of the viral load that's in the patient's blood. When you're screening for hepatitis B, test the hepatitis B core antibody for a previous infection and a hepatitis B surface antigen for active infection. When these are positive, perform further testing for the hepatitis B E antigen and the viral load. Hepatitis B surface antibody demonstrates an immune response to the hepatitis B surface antigen. Remember that the hepatitis B vaccine involves giving the hepatitis B surface antigen. So if the patient has a positive hepatitis B surface antibody, this may simply indicate that they've previously been vaccinated and created an immune response to that vaccine. Hepatitis B surface antibodies may also be present in response to a hepatitis B infection. Other viral markers are necessary to distinguish between a positive result due to previous vaccination or due to previous infection. The hepatitis B core antibody can help distinguish between acute, chronic, and past infection. We can measure the IgM and IgG versions of the hepatitis B core antibody. IgM implies an active infection and will give a high titer with an acute infection and a low titer with a chronic infection. If the hepatitis B surface antigen is negative, meaning there is no infection currently, the IgG level of the hepatitis B core antibody indicates a past infection. Hepatitis B E antigen is also important. Where the hepatitis B E antigen is present, it implies the patient is in an acute phase of the infection and the virus is actively replicating. The level of hepatitis B E antigen correlates with their infectivity. When the E antigen is high, they are highly infectious to others. When the E antigen is negative, but the E antibody is positive, this implies that they've been through a phase of rapid viral replication, but the virus has now stopped replicating and they're less infectious to others. Next, let's talk about which children you would decide to test for hepatitis B. You would test children of hepatitis B positive mums, and you'd test these children at 12 months of age or later. You'd also test migrants from endemic areas where there's high levels of hepatitis B and patients who are close contacts of other patients with hepatitis B. Let's talk more about children of hepatitis B positive mothers. To reduce the risk of a baby contracting hepatitis B at birth within 24 hours, neonates with hepatitis B positive mums should be given both the hepatitis B vaccine and a hepatitis B immunoglobulin infusion. These infants to hepatitis B positive mothers will also be given the hepatitis B vaccine at 1 and 12 months of age. They will also receive the hepatitis B vaccine as part of the normal 6-in-1 vaccine that's given to all infants aged 8, 12 and 16 weeks. They are then tested for the hepatitis B surface antigen at 1 year of age to see if they've contracted hepatitis B. Next, let's discuss breastfeeding. The hepatitis B virus can be found in breast milk of mothers with hepatitis B. Babies of these mothers have already been exposed to the virus during pregnancy and during birth. They should also have received the hepatitis B vaccine and the hepatitis B immunoglobulin infusion around birth, and have developed immunity to the virus. Therefore, the general advice is that it's safe for hepatitis B positive mothers to breastfeed, provided their babies have been properly vaccinated, as the baby should be immune to contracting the virus from the breast milk. Let's talk more about the vaccine. Vaccination involves injecting the hepatitis B surface antigen. The vaccine requires 3 doses at different intervals to generate immunity to the hepatitis B virus. Vaccination to hepatitis B is now included as part of the UK routine vaccination schedule in the 6-in-1 vaccine. How do we manage hepatitis B infections in children? Most children with chronic hepatitis B are asymptomatic and they don't require any active treatment. They do require regular specialist follow-up to check they haven't developed any adverse effects of having the hepatitis B virus, and they need to be monitored for their serum ALT, the hepatitis E antigen, the hepatitis B viral load, have a regular physical examination and a liver ultrasound scan. Where there is evidence of hepatitis or cirrhosis, treatment with antiviral medications may be considered. So thanks for listening to this episode on hepatitis B. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. You can find written notes on all the podcast episodes in the Zero to Finals books, which are available on Amazon. And you can find full audiobook versions of the Zero to Finals books on Audible. You can also find all the notes as well as videos, illustrations and questions completely free on the Zero to Finals website at zerotofinals.com. And I hope you tune in for the next episode where we'll talk about hepatitis C in children.